With Montana News, I'm Matt Blois. In the final week of the special election for Montana's lone U.S. House seat, congressional hopefuls are packing in numerous stops around the state. Republican candidate Greg Gianforte is in Billings tonight for a meet and greet and traveling to Great Falls tomorrow morning, before heading on to Hamilton and then Kalispell. Rob Quist, the Democratic candidate, is knocking on doors in Great Falls this afternoon and holding an event tonight there. Quist will do the same in Billings tomorrow. On Wednesday, Gianforte will continue his meet and greets in Missoula, Helena, and Bozeman. Quist will be door knocking and meeting with supporters in Missoula Wednesday evening. Gianforte will gather his supporters election night Thursday at the Hilton Garden Inn in Bozeman. Rob Quist's election night event will be in Missoula. Libertarian candidate Mark Wicks is hosting a Facebook Live town hall tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. and calling Montanans to ask for their support this week. On Thursday, he'll be meeting constituents in Ennis. For specific locations and times, visit our website, mtpr.org. Law enforcement officers are investigating a shooting in Missoula that sent one person to the hospital this morning. Missoula County Undersheriff Rick Maricelli says three people are in custody after a shooting that happened inside a vehicle. Maricelli tells the Missoulian a plumber at Mountain Supply Co. heard what he thought were two loud backfires at about 8:30 a.m., He went outside, saw a pickup truck driving off, and found two shell casings. Officers soon spotted the pickup near a convenience store. Maricelli says the people in the truck began fighting and the gun went off. The American Civil Liberties Union of Montana filed a complaint today with the Montana Human Rights Bureau on behalf of four Native Americans, who say they were barred entrance to a high school basketball game earlier this year because of their race. Nikki Ouellette reports.
They call themselves the Prior Four. They say while waiting for doors to open at a game between the Reed Point Renegades and the Prior Warriors on January 21st, a member of the athletic staff from Reed Point High School admitted Reed Point community members but would not admit the two Native American couples. The complaint says they were told, quote, "We don't have any workers yet, so we are only letting the white people in," end quote.
It certainly is alarming from my perspective that we continue to see these types of overt statements that are racist perpetuate and persist throughout our state.
Alex Raitt is the legal director for ACLU Montana. The complaint requests a formal apology and cultural sensitivity training for the school district. The Montana Human Rights Bureau has 180 days to investigate the allegations of discrimination. The Reed Point Superintendent's Office did not respond to MTPR's requests for comment this afternoon. In a statement sent to Last Best News in February, Superintendent Mike Ahanger said he didn't believe his staff member said they were only letting white people in and called the incident a misunderstanding. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
Blackfeet tribal leaders have reopened some reservation waters to motorized boats after approving new regulations in response to the threat of aquatic invasive mussels. Tribal leaders had closed all reservation waters last November after the invasive mussels were discovered. The mussels had been found in Tiber Reservoir and suspected at Canyon Ferry Reservoir. All boats are required to receive an official inspection before launching into a lake or river on the reservation. The Tribal Council is allowing non-motorized boats, such as kayaks and canoes, in all bodies of water. Boats with ballast tanks or live wells are prohibited on all waters. Felt sole wading boots are also prohibited. Matt Blois.
I'm Rachel Kramer. Governor Steve Bullock has rejected five more bills, including one he said was a well-intentioned effort to bring more transparency to healthcare prices, but would have done little to drive down costs. The governor today also vetoed a bill that would have required some employees of the legislative staff to take a course on federalism, the body of political thought that espouses decentralized government power. Bullock asserted that the proposal was unnecessary and its intent had too much of an ideological bent. The governor also signed 32 bills, including one that makes it illegal to feed wild turkeys, another that bans importing deer urine from certain states. I'm Rachel Kramer.
I'm Nate Hedgie. Tomorrow, hundreds of law enforcement officers from Montana and surrounding states are expected to attend a memorial service for a sheriff's deputy who was killed in the line of duty. Here's Gallatin County Sheriff Brian Gutkin.
The family wants everyone and anyone to attend. Anyone that is interested in attending, please come.
Gallatin County officials say the funeral for Broadwater County Deputy Mason Moore will be held at the Bridge Church in Belgrade at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be live streamed to the Belgrade Event Center and the Three Forks High School gym, as well as online. A procession will escort Deputy Moore's body through towns into Belgrade, starting at 8:30 a.m. After the funeral, his body will lie in state at the Three Forks High School gym from 3 o'clock to 5 p.m. Moore was shot early on May 16th. The suspected shooter was fatally wounded near Missoula after a pursuit on Interstate 90. The shooter's father is charged with accountability to deliberate homicide in Moore's death. He also faces more than a dozen counts of attempted deliberate homicide for shots fired at other officers during the pursuit. Governor Steve Bullock has ordered flags to half-staff across the state tomorrow in honor of Deputy Moore. I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio.